We are now joined by Denny Hamlin, driver of the number 11 FedEx Throwback Toyota. We'll go ahead and open the floor to questions. Start right here with Al.
Yeah, Denny, Al Pearson, AutoWeek. Your track record here is spectacular. Your numbers, your statistics here. You completed every lap you've ever run.
Where did you learn that? You didn't learn that at Langley or Southside or Kenley. You adapted to this place immediately. How come?
Yeah, I'm really not sure. I tested here when I was kind of auditioning for a ride at JGR in 2003, I think it was. I was at a test here with Tony. And, really the first lap, I killed the wall for turn two. And I think we ended up hitting the wall 19 or 20 or maybe even more times during that test. I mean, enough to where we didn't have any sheet metal left on the right side of the car. It had worn completely through. And just since that point, it clicked. And I came here for my very first Xfinity start and finished eighth. And just from that point on, it's just something about the racetrack that fits my particular driving style.
Go next to Claire.
That's called the jinx. Thank you.
Claire B. Lang, Sirius XM NASCAR Radio. I have two quick questions. One, I really like the video stories of you with your family, and I wonder which one stood out to you. I love the one about the uniform and the glamour shot. And is there one particular one that really touched your heart?
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome to, kind of sit down with your parents and kind of reflect on old stories and things like that and the sacrifices that you went through. And, so many families go through that on a weekly basis that we don't know about on the local short track level. And also some drivers that are in the Cup Series today, the families made the same sacrifices. It's cool to kind of get here the way we got here, just on performance. And that's all I really had to bring to the table when it came to getting to this series. And so it, when you hear the old stories and you get to see all the old crew guys, and a lot of them will come here this weekend and watch the race. It's very interesting how that whole story ended up. And, kind of my favorite part about it was, as far as those stories was, talking about the trailer business that we had, and just kind of, that's kind of how we got our car to the racetrack every week, was having to do good, selling trailers and things like that to keep going.
And can you also talk about, I've been asking a lot of people about getting close to the wall here at Darlington and what makes it different. You guys have such great depth perception, how close you get. Someone told me there was a GoPro attached to a car, and you could see the paint sort of even moving on the car as you got close to the wall, and the feel of the air getting close and how you use that. Can you talk a little bit about how it's different here?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit different, with the, for whatever reason, with these aero packages, running up by the wall hasn't been as effective as it was probably 4 or 5 years ago when we had taller spoilers. At this racetrack, you still have to run up by the wall to really, make good lap time. And it's just really the dynamics and the symmetry of the racetrack that makes you have to do that. It allows you to get a better angle for corner exits, and especially at this track where the corners are really tight, turns 3 and 4 as well, mostly turns 3 and 4. It's just part of the track dynamics that makes you have to run up there. If you try to run the bottom all the way through 1 and 2, you're going to go dead straight on exit into the wall, and that's what I did in that first test that I talked about. I mean, you get right on it. I mean, you can essentially, with these cars having exhaust on the right side, you can kind of hear how close you are. You can see it, but you also can hear it, and that kind of tells you, where you're at on the racetrack.
Going to go next back to Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, kickingthetires.net, PRN. Denny, with this weekend and next weekend, not only you, but several other drivers are really going to be gunning for a win. But going into Indy, what do you think that track is going to be like as far as, do you think it's going to be battling it out, or do you think it'll end up being a tame race?
I mean, the restarts might be crazy, but, you know, essentially you can only battle it out if you can get to the person in front of you, and that's the challenge of that racetrack, is it's a one-groove track, and you can't get to the person in front of you. So you can only battle it out if you're right there with them, and the challenge there is getting to somebody.
Jacob Seelman, SpeedSport Magazine. Denny, obviously your track record here speaks a lot for itself with the couple of Southern 500 wins, the Xfinity success, but it seems like it's very difficult for drivers to come back here and repeat. What is it about this track, the style of racing here at Darlington, that makes it difficult year to year to maintain the level of success and the consistency like what you've done?
Well, I mean, I think what makes it difficult is in the Southern 500 is that it's such a long race. There's a lot of attrition and things that can happen. You know, that's what makes it the hardest to repeat or win multiple times. You know, just a lot of great drivers have run, you know, won races here because it's just a test of your, you know, mental state, your physical state. I've you know, fainted in the shower, I think, twice after this race just because of, you know, you just get so dehydrated. And I've run the Xfinity race on Saturday for the last handfuls of years, and so it really drains you after the Southern 500. So it's just you got to prepare for that. I tell you, it's just been it's definitely one of the most physical racetracks I can think of. You know, way more than Coke 600 or any other racetrack. I consider this the endurance test of all, and so you got to have it all put together. You have the car that, you know, you don't make any mistakes. You got to have, you know, a fast car, you know, when it's dusk there towards the end, and then when it goes full night at the end of the race, you got to have a car that performs well. So it's really a test of a lot of different things, and that's why it's hard to repeat.
Denny, Scott Chancey with the Morning News in Florence. In light of last year where both your cars fell post-race inspection, how do you view last year's wins now, and do you think NASCAR in the future might take the steps where it takes away the win, the trophy, and the prize money as well?
Yeah, I mean, well, the infractions that we had, it was so small that it had no bearing on the finishes, and really previous wins that I had validated that. So it's, I didn't feel bad about it at all. I had nothing to do with any of that. You hit the wall here so many times. Things move around. In the future, I mean, I'd like to see them, you know, take, you know, playoff points away, things like that. You know, not only not get playoff points, but perhaps take points that you've already earned away. I think that maybe that would perhaps, you know, deter teams from, you know, going to the next level.
Denny, Pete Iacobelli with the Associated Press here in South Carolina. It hadn't been the stretch that you wanted to have in a lot of ways, the season you wanted to have, yet you're on the verge of clinching a playoff spot. What's your mindset this weekend? Is it to stay out of trouble and just take care of business? Are you looking for that win to gain momentum heading into the playoffs? What's your mindset here?
Well, to win, that's the only thing we come here for. I mean, we haven't been points racing for a long time now. Simply because, you know, we know based off of, you know, just our average performance and what an average year it's been, we're going to be fine on points. We care about winning, and that's the only thing that I care about. You know, running better is very, very important to us at this point. So we're doing everything we can to work hard and get to that level that we want to be at. But, you know, winning one of these next two for sure would help with the momentum going into the playoffs, but momentum is only good as that weekend. I mean, it just because you win this week, it, you know, on Monday, it does nothing for you for next week. So you know, sometimes, you know, momentum is overstated. It's just about, you know, how you're performing on any given week.
Go next to Lee.
Lee Spencer, RacingBoys.com. You're talking about performance. What would a guy like Cole Pirm bring to Joe Gibbs Racing?
I don't know. He's a great crew chief. We work with him every week, but I'm not sure.
Go next to Bob.
Bob Hockers, ESPN. Next week kind of starts the conflict or when NASCAR goes up against the NFL. Do you think it's imperative that NASCAR changes its schedule in a way to not be up against the NFL, or do you kind of understand, hey, networks want content to go up against the NFL, and this is probably one of the best sources of content to go up against the NFL?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of leagues have changed their schedule in a lot of different ways. You know, I'm of the opinion that, you know midweek, summer, when you're essentially would be going up against baseball only, is a prime time for us to be, killing it in the ratings is when we should be killing it. It's going to be a tough road. We know that when football season starts, it's a frenzy, right? It's, people have not had football for 7-8 months, so they're anxious for it. In racing, when the season's over, you're going to have it again in 2 months or 3 months. So it's you don't build a big of a frenzy up is what football does. And it's just it's a big sport, but NASCAR has been big for many, many years, and it can hold its own, and it has for many years. And so I think that we just continue to try to put on a good show on the racetrack, and hopefully the fans want to come see it in person and on TV, and we'll do the best we can.
Next to Chris.
Yeah, Chris Knight, CatchLines.com. Denny, I was just curious, how important is it to you, or do you even think about keeping your winning streak intact since 2006?
Keeping what?
Your winning streak. You've won a race every year since 2006. Does that ever cross your mind? Do you ever sit in bed and think about it at night? I mean, how important is it to you?
It's important. I mean, I think that, there's only a handful of drivers that have won, over 10 years straight. It's important. I still believe that we will win a race before the season's over, if not multiple. But, it's got to start this weekend. I mean, the countdown's on. 2013, we waited till the last race of the year to win. A little bit of an asterisk because I was hurt most of that year. Still, it's a streak for certain that is important to me.
Jonathan Merriman, NASCAR.com. Denny, I noticed you have a little bit of a shiner there under your eye. Did you settle any scores over the off week, or how'd you get that? Can you give us some details?
My depth perception to someone's elbow wasn't very good in basketball, so I caught an elbow.
Up here to the front.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. Denny, knowing that Martin Truex Jr. hasn't signed for next year, are you keeping an eye on that? I mean, not just because I think that impacts what's going on at Joe Gibbs Racing, but also because he's a playoff contender and because that could be a potential distraction for that team?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's a great driver and, brings a lot to the table. And, I mean, we use a lot of the information that he tells us on any given weekend. So, I mean, yeah, certainly anytime you have a high-profile driver like that, on the market or wherever it might be, it piques your interest, especially, he's a Toyota teammate as well. So, all that is very intriguing, but we'll just, we can't, I personally can't control anything, that he does or the decisions that him or his team makes. And so we'll just kind of play it by ear until we hear something.
So you haven't been told anything in terms of Gibbs, Furniture Row, or anything like that?
No.
How would that impact you guys if you guys didn't have Furniture Row?
I don't know how it would directly impact us. They definitely, bring some information to the table, like I said, for us on any given weekend, and we share that information back with them. We've been a, four-car operation for a long time now, and, we just started the fifth here just a few years ago. So I don't know that it would make a huge impact one way or another, but certainly they've been really good partners of ours for the last few years.
Any final questions for Denny? All right, Denny, thank you. Thanks.